many, many words I could use: delighted, proud, privileged, excited. And really is something that once, well, as soon as I was a professional footballer, and even when I was a young kid, and I used to look up to my heroes, and you'd always look at the captain, and it's something that I've wanted to be, to become since a young boy. And it's a day that I will always remember, and one, a season, and hopefully many more years that I'm looking forward to being. And it's listen, it comes with a responsibility, but something that I believe that I will thrive off, and something that I think I will do very well.
It's a wonderful story, really, given where you were this time last season, looking for a football club and coming and playing against Portsmouth, you know, essentially just for yourself. And now here you are 12 months on as club captain. Is that something you could have foreseen when you were playing in that final pre-season friendly last year?
Listen, it is, as you say, it is a story that maybe I will go on to tell people, friends, family in years to come. And I mean that, because it was a case of maybe coming in and I was sort of running out of time in terms of getting my fitness. I was doing a lot on my own, and that was clearly stated back then last year, and I just probably needed a little bit of football related training and being in and around the football club. And to look back at then and where I am now in terms of what it all is, and yeah, that just shows you that you just never know in football, and you always have to keep going. And life, really, it's the same aspects in every day of life. You just never know what's around the corner, what a chance, an opportunity can become. And it's one that maybe people would say that I took. I can thank, I really can, and I mean this, thank the gaffer, Kurz, the chairman, the whole club, the fans, everyone associated with it, because everyone gave me that opportunity. And listen, I'm standing here now, obviously, yes, because of myself, but because of their help as well, and I'll never forget that. And it just shows, it goes to show that you can never look at something and think maybe there's not an opportunity there, where you just have to try. You have to give it everything, and I did, and look where it is now.
And you probably know, but we can certainly tell you, that I think the fans' consensus were that they would want you to have been the captain this season. Do you think part of that affinity with the fans was down to that situation last season, and they look at you as someone that really wants to play for the football club, whereas sometimes, I suppose, maybe that affinity is not always there with players anymore?
Again, that's nice, that if that's what I've been getting told, that a lot of the fans are pleased and wanted me to be captain, and obviously that's just another plus. And listen, I don't know, at the end of the day, I'm just one of those, I'm one of those type of guys, in everything I do I try and do to my best, and I give it 100%, and I always want more. I always thrive for more and believe I should have more in terms of where maybe I am in life, where I want to be in life, and I want to do it for Gillingham. And I had a successful time here quite a few years ago now, and they were fantastic with me then, the fans, and all last season they were fantastic, and I can only keep trying to repay them and putting in good performances out on the pitch whenever I play, and working hard in and around the training ground, on and off the pitch. And as I say, it comes with more of a responsibility, and maybe it does, but I just think we've got a bit of a special bond. And I'll say it here, and I said this last season many times, it's with these Gillingham fans, it's something that I've not had with other fans. I've had good relationships with other fans, but they've got something with me, and I've got something with them, and hopefully long may that continue.